And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 3rd of October, 2012. It's the birthday of the chick lit novelist Lindsay Kelk, born in Doncaster, South Yorkshire, 1980. She was living in London, had just gotten back from a trip to New York, got the idea to write a novel, and it came out entitled I Heart New York. Started a whole series of I Heart novels, I Heart Hollywood, I Heart Paris, Las Vegas, London. Lindsay Kelk, whose next novel, About a Girl, is due out next year. It's the birthday of Emily Post, born Baltimore, 1873, wrote about etiquette. Emily Post, who said, "Manners are a sensitive awareness of the feelings of others. If you have that awareness, you have good manners, no matter what fork you use." It's the birthday of Harvey Kurtzman, the cartoonist, born in Brooklyn, 1924. He was one of the founders of Mad Magazine in 1952. It's the birthday of the man who said 50% of people won't vote and 50% don't read newspapers. I hope it's the same 50%. Gore Vidal, born at West Point, New York in 1925. Best known for his works of historical fiction, Julian, Burr, and Lincoln, and his 1968 novel, Myra Breckinridge, a satire about a transsexual, was an international bestseller. He died of pneumonia 2 months ago at the age of 86. Gore Vidal, who had many harsh things to say about the New York Times because they'd given him a bad review at one time. They published a long obituary in his honor, but it contained three errors that required correction. And it's the birthday of the novelist Thomas Wolfe, Asheville, North Carolina, 1900. Wanted to be a playwright at first. He wrote, acted in several plays at the University of North Carolina, later at Harvard, moved to New York, taught playwriting at NYU, turned to fiction when he was 26, and wrote what would become his most famous novel, Look Homeward, Angel. Thomas Wolfe, who said, "All things on earth point home in old October, sailors to sea, travelers to walls and fences, hunters to field and hollow, and the long voice of the hounds, the lover to the love he has forsaken." Here's a poem by Ursula K. Le Guin, Song for a Daughter. Mother of my granddaughter, listen to my song. A mother can't do right, a daughter can't be wrong. I have no claim whatever on amnesty from you, nor will she forgive you for anything you do. So are we knit together by force of opposites, the daughter that unravels the skein the mother knits. One must be divided so that one be whole, and this is the duplicity alleged of woman's soul. To be that heavy mother who weighs in everything is to be the daughter whose footstep is the spring. Granddaughter of my mother, listen to my song. Nothing you do will ever be right. Nothing you do is wrong. A poem by Ursula K. Le Guin, Song for a Daughter, from Finding My Elegy, New and Selected Poems, 1960 to 2010, published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Goddard College, offering low residency bachelor's and master's of fine arts degrees in creative writing. More at goddard.edu. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.